because in the past, well, this occasion was one at the time our Rebbe would deliver an address or a lecture on Haskocha for a time this year. Several months ago, we established the Chevra Shas, the Zecher Nishmas HaRabonis Tanya Soloveitchik. And today we are engaging in the third session of this Chevra Shas. Now, I merely note that regarding the bracha of Talmud Torah, we find two texts, one of Nosei HaTorah and one of Hamalamei Torah Li'amo Yisrael. The first conveys the idea of giving something away, and after there is an asina, the Mekabel is completely responsible to continue on with the gift that he received. The giver is no longer related to that which he gave away. This is the Nosei HaTorah. We appreciate the Yotzer that we received, the Torah from Hashem Yisroel. However, there is also a Yotzer which is given to man, with which the Nosei is continually with it, because the Mekabel may not know how to cherish it, to treasure it, and to watch it properly. And Hashem, in giving us the Torah, did not remove himself, but in every door provided for Nevi'im and Chachamim, through whom the Torah is continually being given to us. And in our door we enjoy this good fortune of having the Chacham, who continues to learn with us, continues in behalf of the Nesin, of the Nosei, continues to present to us Torah Hashem. And it is in this spirit that we continue with our Chevra Shas, and we are now prepared for the third year of the Chevra Shas in the Perek Lulav HaKosu.
Well, thank you very much. I thank you very much, Rabbi Robert. Yes. For your introductory remarks, I wish to say that the Chevra Shas has been established at my suggestion. I didn't respond to any request. There was no request. I don't know why they didn't ask me to establish a Chevra Shas, but it was my suggestion. The RCA responded to my suggestion. So I have to thank the RCA for establishing the Chevra Shas and cooperating with me. You'll ask me why I did it. After all, I have so many occasions to teach and to say shurim. Sometimes I cannot accommodate the shurim, I say. In the yeshiva itself, I teach me 3 times a week, and usually each year takes about 3 hours. I spend many time in the yeshiva 4 hours in the morning. I come in at 10 o'clock and I leave the yeshiva after 2. So it means at least I spend yeshiva 12 hours a week. Then I have shurim in Boston, I have shurim with my members of my family, with my grandson, my son-in-law. I'll tell you why I established the Chevra Shas. Because in my opinion, the RCA, of course the RCA has many tasks, many, many missions in this world. However, the main task of the RCA, the central obligation of the RCA is to be a movement of Torah. This is most important, most important. From a theological viewpoint, as well as from a practical viewpoint. And to become a movement of Torah, I thought the Chavre Shas would serve as the proper medium for which the various Chavreim of the Arsay could express themselves. And somehow, when I began to say the Shir takes just place once a month, but I meant not only that you should be satisfied with the Shir, but individual members should carry on, study the Gemara. If they have questions, send in the questions to the office. I'm ready to answer all questions. I don't answer any letters, you should know. If one writes to me a letter, I don't answer, because I have no time. If I should start answering letters, I'll have to stop to my Torah studies and Talmud Torah. And whatever any question pertaining to the Shir will be answered by me. Of course, we typed and answered by me. We sent out two shurim, I believe, did it? Two shurim. The third shir I prepared 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, I don't know why it hasn't been mailed out yet. I'll tell you, Frank, I cannot answer this question. The third shir, now I already dictated the shir which I'm going to say today. I've already dictated, it's being typed today. Because I consider it very important. And I would like that there should be a movement of Torah be created, and people should engage in a debate in Maser Matnes Shel Torah. I'm ready to offer you as much time as you want for that. Yes, but Chavrusa, but I would like to control this, Chavrusa, to supervise. Supervise means if I'll get in writing questions. I have many questions when I started about Gemara. I don't believe that that all kashas are being resolved by you and you have no problems at all. I'm the only one who doesn't understand, the shaming. I say, Nalochas, I have to engage in analysis, and sometimes I don't sleep nights because of Kashi and Gemara. However, that's what I want. My reason is not so much the Shir, that what the goal, the objective is not the Shir per se. The Shir per se is just a medium, how to stimulate discussion, and how actually to develop, Torah thought, and Torah ideas. I'll tell you frankly, we all speak on behalf of Yehudas, but many times I doubt whether what we say actually represents genuine Yehudas. So that's the purpose of the Shir, I want to say. And I believe that, how many members of the Chavre Shas we have here, I don't know. I haven't seen them and I couldn't identify them. But we don't need too many members because we have many, many applications. On my part, I told Rabbi Klavan 25 is the minimum I would like to have. Beyond 25, what is it? Tukachevsky, is it? I don't know what it is. This is exactly the purpose of the establishment of Chavre Shas. We would like the Chavre Shas become a reality. Right, we'll send out the shurim, but this is not enough. It's not the purpose, It's not, I did not request the establishment of Chavre Shas in order to have an opportunity to deliver shiurim or to send out and write in my shiurim. I could do it without a Chavre Shas, you know that very well. But I wanted simply to change, the RCA and to transform the RCA into a Torah movement in the full sense of the word. Now the first shiur we delivered dealt with the problem of Hodor, Zekei Levaveyo. That Rashi identifies Hodor with Zekei Levaveyo. I believe if you saw the shiur. The second shiur, also pursuing the concept of Zekei Levaveyo, we have tried to analyze the essence of the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. And we have actually succeeded, in my opinion, to prove and to show that one aspect of mitzvah Netilas Lulav is Shir V'Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just a mechanical act of lifting the lulav or holding the lulav, nitile, but actually nitile, midiraisya, minatere, implies shir v'shevach l'kodesh baruch. So a mitzvah shishim shomayim chalalev. That's what the second shir. The third shir will deal with the problem of psuli hodor, all the psulim which have been ruled out for Yom Tov Rishon, all the psulim, concerning Yom Tov Sheni. When I say Yom Tov Sheni, I mean the balance of the Chag HaSukkot, of the holiday. It means the other 5 days. We have 6 days of Tosfos left, the other 5 days. And we have, the Shir will be probably mailed out this week. The Shir today deals with a similar problem, but not with the balance of the Chag HaSukkos, the 6 days, but exclusively with the second day of Sukkos. Because the second day of Sukkos is a problem, because it is Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. Whenever the Gemara says Yom Tov Sheni in Sukkah, the Gemara does not refer to the second day of Sukkos. When the Gemara says Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni, Yom Tov Rishon means signifies the first day. Yom Tov Sheni signifies the balance of the holiday, the 6 following days, the 6 days which follow the Yom Rishon Shel Chag HaSukkos. Actually, in Tivu we have not 6 times, but 5 times, because Shabbos is not counted. However, now this is a problem we have discussed. Most Rishonim agree, Chachmei Ashkenaz particularly, agree that Lochem is not necessary the second at Yom Tov Sheni. When I say Yom Tov Sheni, again, I emphasize the semantics, I mean, is related to the remaining holiday days, remaining 5 days, 6 days. Lochem is certainly not necessary. Choser is kosher Yom Tov Sheni. About Psule Horea, the Chachmei Ashkenaz think, I mean, that they have been ruled out for Yom Tov Sheni, and the Chachmei Sforat are machshirim, say that Psule Horea are kosher Yom Tov Sheni. But I'm speaking about Yom Tov Sheni, not Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. There's a difference between Yom Tov Sheni and Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. When you say Yom Tov Sheni, means the remainder of the holiday. When you say Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, you refer specifically and exclusively to what? Yom Tov Sheni, the second day. Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias constitutes a problem per se. Why is it a problem per se, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias? Why is it a problem per se? Because, never mind, Yom Tov Sheni in general, I mean, all psulim are kosher. However, Yom Tov Sheni, with regard to Yom Tov Sheni, we should take into consideration another problem. Because it is fake in the Yemek. And if it is fake in the Yemek, so all psulim, which are valid, all psulim, which are ruled out, excluded, the Yemek Rishon, should apply to Yom Tov Sheni. This is the problem. In the Gemara, the problem is not mentioned. Nor is the problem mentioned in Yerushalmi. When Yerushalmi speaks about Yom Tov Sheni, Yerushalmi has in mind the remainder, the 6 remaining days following it. Who raised it? Very strange. Yerushalmi, we don't find the problem, I mean, spelled out until the Ritmo. It is the Rashbo, you call it the Rashbo, but the Rashbo, the Sukkah is actually not genuinely a Rashbo, it is a ritual. It's apocryphally just a Rashbo. Basically, it is a ritual. The ritual quotes Rabbi Yisov, and the Rambam has also picked up the problem, and just parenthetically, the Rambam, expresses his view. Let us start with the Rambam. Rambam perikhes mucheslulev alochetes. Perikhes mucheslulev alochetes. כל אלו שאמר שהם פסולים מפני מומים שבערו, whatever he said is disqualified because of מומים means פסולי הודו. אין מפני גזל וגנדה, ביום תפרישים בוות. אבל ביום תפשני, אם שור היומים, הקל קושה. You cannot say ביום תפשני the remainder of the holiday of Sukkot, he wouldn't have said אם שור היומים. He would have said, "I will be Yom Tov Sheni." It's Perikhes Mechaslulev Halochetes. Perikhes Mechaslulev Halochetes. So when he says, "Be Yom Tov Sheni," Imshora Yomim, what does he mean by Yom Tov Sheni? The second day. What do you call? Technically, it's known under Yom Tov Sheni, Shel Golias. Of Yom Tov Sheni, Imshora Yomim, Hakil Kosh. So the Rambam's opinion is clear. I mean, yes. Was spelled out, I mean, in no unmistakable terms, that kol psulei rishon, all psulim rishon, which don't apply, all psulim which don't apply to shor hayomim, to the remaining days, to the rest of the holiday, are kosher Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. Even though that because of minhag aviseinu b'yodeinu, we observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias because Sophie Krishna. What? First of all, it requires clarification. Why didn't the Rambam recommend sharing Yontef Sheni, since Yontef Sheni is identical, basically, equated with what? With Rishon. This is number one. But once I remember, I was a child, I mean, father was Rabbi Haslavich, town replete with Talmud HaChamim, Chassidim Chabad, and it was customary that every holiday, I mean, the Sholosh Regolim, on the first day after Shul, all the Balabatim, the Talmud HaChamim, used to assemble in the house of the Rav in order to fulfill the obligation of Chai Rodom Lahagvot Merabe Regel. And the Rav used to simply recite some Divrei Tedbar Teret. So once I still remember, I've never spoken with my father about it, I mean, but I still remember the child. But father, I mean, when they came, father asked, why does the Rambam say, Avol b'yontef sheni im shor ayom im hakel kosher? It's a funny expression. He should have said, b'yim rishon b'lvad, avol m'yim sheni v'heilech hakel kosher. Avol m'yim sheni v'heilech hakel kosher. And he would have taken care of both problems. First of all, the psule hoder aksherim during the following days, shara yomim, and secondly, that yontef sheni is identical with Shara Yomim. The Rambam says, "Ubi Yom Tefsheni Im Shara Yomim Hakokasha." It's a funny expression. Im Shara Yomim. Say, "Avo Meyim Sheni Vehela." The Hebrew would be much smoother. "Avo Meyim Sheni Vehela." "Avo Meyim Sheni Vehola Hakokasha." But the Rambam did not say "Meyim Sheni Vehola." He still discriminated somehow between the Yem Sheni and Shara Yomim, but said, "Avo Yom Tefsheni Im Shara Yomim Hakokasha." I remember what father answered at that time. Basically, in Yom Tov Sheni, the mitzvah lulav, Yom Sheni Shagoles, I'm speaking now about Yom Sheni Shagoles. The mitzvah lulav is a dual one. There's a double aspect of the mitzvah lulav and Yom Tov Sheni Shagoles. One aspect is Yom Tov Sheni is equated with Yom Tov Rishon, Sfeike de Yemen. So we are obligated to take the lulav Yom Tov Sheni for a simple reason. For what reason?
Maybe
it's Rishon. So which mitzvah is incumbent upon us Yom Tov Sheni? Which mitzvah? Yes. Second, now let us see. Could be, you say. No, I would say not could be. He certainly Yom Tov Sheni. I'll tell you why. If, for instance, on Shmina Atzeres, do we take lulav? No. So it means Takones Rabbi Yechonen Zakkai somehow is not associated with Sfeike de Yemen. You conclude the Takones Rabbi Yechonen Zakkai Kol Shivo on the seventh day of Chag, on the Shana Rabbe. It means the Takone of Sfeike de Yemen. For some reason, I don't care now what the reason was, what prompted them. They've introduced Sveike de Yeme for Sukkot. For Sukkot they've introduced Sveike de Yeme. Certainly. You see, Shmina Atzeres and Sukkot. Chassidim don't see it, so it's not my fault. But the Gemara says, Mesev Yasvinim Bruche Lebevachim. Is there is Sveike de Yeme for Sukkot? There is no Sveike de Yeme for the Shinim already explained, because the Rabbonim, Sveike de Rabbonim. I don't care about it. Tilful Mukze. The Rishonim explained the reason. But I'm not interested with the reason why Sveike de Yemen was not introduced with regard to Lulav. I am just now interested in the fact there is no Sveike de Yemen. So when is the seventh day as far as Lulav is concerned? In Shana Rabbe. So if this is the case, when is the first day of Rabbi Yechem Mezakeh Estakoneh? The second day, the first day of Cholkachem. The second day of Sukkot. The second day of Sukkot is certainly the second day. The first day of Sukkot is already the second day. It means he certainly included Rabbi Yechonen Mezakeh Estakoneh. Because if you'll say the second day is Sofek Rishon, Sofek Sheni, it's not possible that the second day is the first day. So it means This is related to Ulkachte. Remember, Rabbi Yechem Bezach is Takone begin the first day Chalamed.
Yeah. So it's the second day?
So then Lulav should have been taken on Shmini Atzeres. I mean, you'd query, when does Rabbi Yechem Bezach is Takone begin? The second day or the third day? Because if the Yom Rishon is genuine, so it begins the second day. Then the end, the conclusion of Rabbi Yechem Bezach is Takone and Shana Rabbi. If Yom Rishon is not a genuine Yom Rishon, is not genuine, the Yom Rishon coincides with the second, so then the seventh day should be Shmini Atzeres. However, Shmini Atzeres, there is no left. Consequently, Shmini Atzeres, no left. Consequently, what does it show?
The first day,
as far as Rabbi Yechon and Mezach is Takone, there is no Sveik in the Yemen. There is no Sveik in the Yemen at the conclusion of the Chag, of the holiday. And if there is no Sveik in the Yemen at the conclusion of the Chag, there cannot be a Sveik in the Yemen at the beginning of the Chag. So it means the first day, I take the first day as the genuine Yom Rishon. The second day, the beginning of Rabbi Yechon Mezach is Takone. So it means that I am, as far as Ulkachtem is concerned, please listen carefully, as far as Ulkachtem is concerned, is the Chiyuv Lulev on the second day, Mishum Sofek, either Rishon or Sheni, correct? As far as the Rusmachtem is concerned, of course, with Rabbonon, with Smachtem, with Reise, is limited to, confined to Midrash, but Rabbi Yechon Mezach is Takone extended Rusmachtem to... I mean, to the entire world, I mean, to all places, the entire globe. The smachtem, I call Rabbi Yechon Bezach Takone, who smachtem. The smachtem certainly commences when? On the second day. So he certainly yetze the mitzvah of smachtem the second day. There is no suffix about smachtem. You see, and here is the difference between Zman Hazeh and Zman Oriah. In Zman Rio, they used to take the Lulev and Shmini Atzeres too. Because in Zman Rio, they were confronted with the real Sofek. In Zman Rio, they actually didn't know when is the first day of Sukkot. Whether Rosh Chodesh Elul was a Mole or Rosh Chodesh Elul was a Choser. Rosh Chodesh Elul was a Choser, the first day of Sukkot, for instance, on the Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Elul was a Mole, the first day of Sukkot is Sunday. So they get it. They had the double count. They counted the seventh from the first day, they counted the seventh from the second day. And Shmini Atzeres was observed as both, as the last day of Sukkot, and as Shmini Atzeres. So then if there was a suffix that was real, genuine, there was simply ignorance on their part because they didn't know the clear the Yalchem, what we call. So they took a lulev when? And Shmini Atzeres. So then, the second day for them was Sofek Usmachtem, Sofek Ulkachtem. Please listen carefully. Sofek Usmachtem, Sofek Ulkachtem. If it is the first day, it's Ulkachtem. If it is Midraise, if the second day is actually happens to be the first day of Yontef, it's Ulkachtem. If the first day of Yontef, the previous day, the day before it was the genuine Yom Rishon, so so now is the mitzvah mit Rabbon Usmachtem. So this is Bizman Ariyah. Bizman Acheres, we know the Kviz they are. But the Sofek had been imposed upon us. Somehow they didn't impose the Sofek upon the Takones Rabbi Yechon Mezakai. So Shmini Atzeres is completely eliminated from the count of the 7 days. So which one is the last day? Eshana Rabbi. So is the last day Eshana Rabbi, so the first day of Rabbi Yechon Bezach is count?
What is the first day, second day of Sukkot?
The second day of Sukkot. So what do you get? That if I take a lulev, the second day of Sukkot, even now, what do I achieve by the lulev? Two objectives. One objective, one mitzvah, the Terasafik I achieve. The second mitzvah, I certainly do achieve. Avada. Which mitzvah I achieve the Terasafik? Lukachtem. The Smachtem is Avada. Smachtem is Avada. Smachtem is Avada. Because if the Smachtem was the Terasafik, had been the Terasafik, So then they would have introduced Imunat Anshminatza. So that's what the Rambam says, that on the second day of Sukkot, you may take psalim. Of course, as far as the Lukachtem is concerned, his apostle is disqualified for that. Because if it's actually in Rishon Midrabbonon we still practice the same suffix as Avicenna, our ancestors, did practice, I mean, Bisman Uriye. So if Midrabbonon is psalim, should psalim are worthless, not worthless. I mean, as the Lukachtem is worthless. However, the Musmachtem I certainly fulfill. And since with regard to Musmachtem, no apostle is applicable, Psulim are just as good as Ksherim. So that's why the Rambam says, Aval b'yom tefsheni im sharayomim. What does it mean, b'yom tefsheni im sharayomim? The Lukachtem, as far as the Lukachtem is concerned, Psulim are no good. But as far as the Yom Tov Sheni is a part, as the first day of the Shara Yomim, is Psulim are all right, and I can say a broche. Because the Kiyum Musmachtem on the second day is not the Teras Safek, but the Teras Vadai. It's a certainty. It's not in doubt. So that's why the Rambam says, Avu be Yom Tov Sheni im Shara Yomim. It means Yom Tov Sheni, I fulfill the kiyum of what? Of Shara Yomim. Hakil Kosher. That's what I'm saying. No doubt
that this is. Didn't the Rambam point out that we failed to be Mekayim del Kachter?
I'll come to it. So, I remember Father pursued and said that even though the Rambam said, I will Yom Tov Sheni, Shara Yom Hakil Kosher, you may even pronounce the Brachah. Because there is a one kiyum is I'm assured of one kiyum. Of which kiyum am I assured? Usmachtem. However, it is incumbent upon me or upon anybody to look out to get a lulav kosher yom tov sheni, because the lukachtem is also involved. And if I have a kosher, I attain to kiyumi. One kiyum lukachtem b'teras sofek, und er smachtem b'teras vadai. However, if the lulav is possible, is the kiyum lukachtem is gone? Is gone? Is gone? Gone? Boris smachtem b'teras vadai. That's what. As a matter of fact, you know, when I used to be, the Gemara says the liknei inish, we love it be yimekame lekotten. You cannot give a lulav to yimekame lekotten because a cotton can acquire, can as a position, but cannot give away. With a mikne kone aknuy lemakne, you know, be yimekame. My father, of course, I mean, now everybody has an esrik. I buy esrik for my children. It's no problem. What I mean, when I was a child, the esrik was very precious. It was very hard to get. So my father never gave me the lulav the first day. I used to hold the lulav, but not lochem, without aknoy. He used to give me the lulav the second day after he fulfilled the mitzvah lulav. Why? Because if that, as far as the Rusmachtim is concerned, you don't need lochem the second day. But insofar as the Rusmachtim is concerned, you need lochem for the second day as well. So once he... If he had given away the lulav to me, I mean, the first day, he could never get it back. This was my father's. As a matter of fact, however, I am not satisfied with the pshat. There is no doubt that the Rambam says that Yom Tov Sheni is kosher. Psulim are kosher Yom Tov Sheni, not from the viewpoint of Lukachtem, but excluded on Yom Smachtem. That's why the Rambam says, Beyond Tov Sheni im Shara Yomim, this is what Shara Yomim means, as a part of the Shara Yomim unit, not as a representative of Yom Tov Sheni. There's no doubt about it. But the father added that the Rambam said that b'de'eved, it's good, and I can say a broche over it. I can pronounce a broche. But lechatchile it is necessary lechatchile to get a lulav kosher because the another mitzvah is involved ulkachta. The Rambam should have said it. He should have said like that, Avo Yontef Shein Im Shara Yomim. Im Shara Yomim, he mainly kosher. Mevorech al apostle or Natal as apostle. He didn't say he mainly kosher. Ram didn't say it. Hakil kosher. The Rambam did. Father was convinced that Ram means bederet, if I can't get a apostle. However, if I'm capable of that, of getting a apostle, of receiving a apostle, you shouldn't take a kosher because the mitzvah kachdem is under a question mark. Yes. But the Ram should have said, whoever knows the Rambam and the Ram style and his precision in expressing himself as far as expression is out, he should have said, Avo b'yont shenim shor ha-yomim in mele kosher mevorech al apostle. Natal as apostle. That would be perfect. The Ram didn't say, he says, hakel kosher. Hakel kosher would mean lechatchile you don't have to look kosher for a apostle. Yeah. What do you want to ask? It's exactly, but me minig have seen me doch sofek. Doch sofek. You doch minig have seen me reino. This is a problem of minig have seen me reino. So as a matter of fact, once I told my father something else about the Rambam, he didn't say it's wrong. No, nor did he say it's right. Somehow he listened, walked away. But so I never asked him. But whoever has a Rambam should open up the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Perek Vov Meches Yom Tov Halacha Yudalet. Perek Vov Meches Yom Tov Halacha Yudalet. Perek Vov Meches Yom Tov Halacha Yudalet. Halacha Yudalet. You know the Gemara that Mini Achoto Meruvit Avshirun Al Tnai. You know the Gemara. What do you want to say? For instance, I forgot to lay out of Tafshilin. In Yontef is Thursday and Friday. So I have a way how to somehow to accomplish what I failed to do in Erev Yontef. How can I achieve the Erev Tafshilin? I take the Tafshil and the pass, whatever is necessary, and I say, if today is Yontef and tomorrow is Chayil, I don't need an Erev Tafshilin. If today is Yontef and Friday is Chayil, I don't need Erev Tafshil. Chayil Mechil Shabbos. If the opposite is true, the reverse is true, that today is Yontef, today is Chayil, and tomorrow is Yontef, I do lay Erev Tafshil. I hereby do lay Erev Tafshil. And he says, Badin Erube Yishon Lafuke La Yulem Mechazalat. The same halacha applies also to Trume. To Ter, of course, Trume is forbidden on Yontef. Whatever there is this. If I forgot to take challah, for instance, so I take the Issei, I take a part of the Issei on the first day, and I say, if today is Yontef and tomorrow is Chayil, I don't do anything. Then the next day, I take the same portion, and I say, if today is Yontef, tomorrow Chayil dancing, but if tomorrow is Yontef and today is Chayil, I am mafrish. In a sense, are is a truma, is a chal. Tomorrow I say the same thing. If yesterday was Yontef, today Chayil, I do mafrish, I do set apart the chal. If yesterday was Chayil, today is Yontef, I don't do anything. It's a loche masne odom, mini achodom eruvit afshim altnai, do mafrish min atev altnai. So the Rambam says in Perek Vov Meches Yontef, Kol Advorim Oile Shomano, that one can be Mafrish Teva, and can lay an Erev Tafshilin, Hoyu Bizman Shoyo Bezden Mekachin Al Peri. This happened only during the time when Bezden used to designate the month Al Peri. Voyu Bnei Agolies, those who were lived outside of Eretz Israel, the diaspora, Eisim Shnei Yomim, they used to observe 2 days, in order simply because they were involved in that. They didn't know, actually, they didn't know which day is the genuine Yontef. They simply didn't know. But nowadays, that we rely on a cheshbon, the calendar, ein Yontef sheni listalek min hasofek. Is the whole Sufik, the character of Sufik is eliminated from Yom Tov Shein. Elo minog bilvad. What is minog bilvad means? It's not beteres Sufik, but beteres Vadav. Both days are Yom Tov beteres Vadav. That's what the Rambam says. He's the only one among all the Sheins. I haven't found another Rishon Sefer. The Rebbe, right away, of course, disagrees, no doubt about it. But I haven't found, I haven't come across any Rishon who should agree with the Rambam or concur with it. Elo minek bevat. What's mean minek bevat? This minek I've seen in Biyadeinu. It means to the exclusion of Sefer. It means that we observe both days as what? As Vadai. But however, it means Yom Tov Sheni, if Yom Tov Sheni is Sofek, I'll just finish the Ram. And therefore I do state hereby. Shin me'ar evodom u'masne b'zman hazeh. Emel kenat amin le'an erov tafshiru, a conditional erov tafshiru. Le'eru v'tafshiru ve'le'eru v'chatzeres. Ve'le'e shitufe me'voyes. Ve'le ma'aser ha'tevo l'altnai. Cannot set apart trume u'maisres. Or chale l'altnai. El ha'keil me'arev yonte bovat. He has to do everything me'arev yonte. Basically, I want to tell you that we don't pass now me'arevodom eruv etafshiru l'altnai. We have accepted, not the Shulchan Aruch, but accepted the Rambam's opinion. In practice, for instance, one had forgotten, forgets an eruv tafshiru, what did they do? Comes to the Rav, what does the Rav ask him? All right, you rely on my eruv tafshiru. I've never witnessed that I roye that he should be advised to make an eruv tafshiru on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, of course, without a broche, out now. Yes. We don't do it now. But this is the Rambam's opinion. However, I haven't found another Rishon who concurs with Rambam. So what is the Rambam shita now? What is Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goles? Vada is, it's easy to say Vada. Minek means Vada. That's a minute. That's minute means Vada. Sofek is also minute. The minute don't place the emphasis upon minute. Minek it means Vada. It's Vada, this minute. Minek I've seen in Vireina. That's what Ram calls. But what is Yom Tov Sheni? If Yom Tov Sheni is Sofek, we understand its character. We understand the substance of Yom Tov Sheni. We understand what it is. Its position. But if Yom Tov Sheni is Vada, as the Rambam says, no, never mind Joshua, take Shavuos. Why Shavuos? Take Shavuos. Shavuos is one day. Is according to us, the second day of Shavuos, is Shavuos only one day. Actually, now calendar of Shavuos is also one day. But simply, it's a Sofek. Whether the first or the second day. This if Yom Tov Sheni is Sofek, correct? Correct. Is Shavuos. Yeah. According to Rambam, Shavuos is 2 days. Pesach is 8 days. And Sukkot Splash Menatzeres is 9 days, correct? What does it mean, Shavuos 2 days? It means that Yom Tov Sheni is a day which was declared Osur B'Melachah, correct? Was endowed by Bezn Shalil Hasheni. Bezn Shalil Hasheni is the Bezn who introduced Sholchem Etam Minag Avisechem B'Yedchem, the Hilul Hasheni, who established the calendar. The Cheshm, who is responsible for the Cheshm, it was endowed by the Bezna Filal Hasheni with what? With Kedusha Sayyim. Kedusha Sayyim. Which results in what? And results in what? In Nisa Meloche, and also in the mitzvahs, which are typical of the day. For instance, the second day of Pesach, you not only refrain from Meloche, you do more than that. You're Pravet HaSeder, you say a broche. As if it is Sofek, we understand very well. Perhaps the first day, perhaps the second day. I am a Vochem or a Sofek, the Gemara says, because the Leos and Zuzulabe, they introduce Broche for Sofek as well. So you understand the idea that you observe a Seder for the second night. But according to the Rambam, there is no Sofek, but they added, Minagav Seinu Beyodeinu, Minagaveseinu. All right, but so why should I observe a Seder? What for? I'm quite certain, and this is sure, and I'm sure that the last night was the proper Pesach, the Leil Chamish Osa. So apparently, this is the loche of Minag Aveseinu Beyodeinu, that first of all you have to abstain from a loche, abstention from a loche, and also they've established Kedusha Sayyim not only with regard to Meloche, but Kedusha Sayyim vis-a-vis mitzvahs, which are tied up or linked up with the first day. It's an identical day of your day, an additional day of Yom Tov, which was equated or identified with what? With the first day, whatever is being done or being practiced on the first is repeated on the second. If you don't have Shenish or Golis is a Sophic, you don't repeat anything. You don't repeat anything if you don't have Shenish or Sophic. You do it because the first night is completely declared as invalid and worthless, you see. But if Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis is not Sofik, but Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis is Vadai, you repeat. This is Aloche. It's Ayim Neisav, Ayim Neisav, which the Chazal, which Bezn Shalil Hasheni has invested with Gdushas Ayim, with regard to both aspects. Concerning Yisom Elohe and concerning Mitzvah Sanei, it's a strange chite. It's a strange chite, but this is Yitzharam. Of course, correct, you're right. So comes the Chinuch, Rabbi Aaron Alevi, and says, according to the Rambam, is the whole sugya in Beitze, Anilat Beze, Muta Beze, or milk, that means, which milk or beitzim, or cholo of beitzim, nilat bezeh, muta bezeh, is abundant. It applies only to Zman or here, cannot apply to Zman Acher. Because why is nilat bezeh, muta bezeh? Because you say, Mimonetcher, if yesterday was Chayil, so what is Chayil Mechil Yontef? If yesterday was Yontef, so what do I care on the second day? Is Chayil, I said, well, but according to the Rambam, the both days are complete Yontef, are Yontef B'teres Vadai, in Nilat B'zeh, as B'zeh. And the Chinuch for the Tzarnit is not late. It says, according to the Divrei Rabbeinu HaGadol, Nilat B'zeh B'zman HaZeh, Asur B'zeh. And there is no distinction between Rosh Hashanah and Shor Yom Tov. We know that Nilat B'zeh, Asur B'zeh is limited to Rosh Hashanah. No. However, if you'll take a look in Rambam, Pirek Aleph. Pirek Aleph, Aloha Chopala. So the Chinuch said it. Logically, he's right. But if the Chinuch had investigated Ram carefully, Pirek Aleph, he would have seen, had he investigated the Rambam, he would have seen that the Rambam is not in agreement with him. Even though the Rambam declared both this Yontek as well, Vadai, but still it passes Neilat Bazeh Muter. Take a look, Chofalef. Perekalef Miches Yontek Aloche Chofalef, if you have a Rambam. Perekalef Miches Yontek Aloche Chofalef. Ze Shano Eisim Bechutzel Oretz Kol Yontek Meilu Shnei Yomim Minagu. So the Rambam doesn't speak about Zman Oriye. It says Shano Eisim. Minagu, 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 ויום טף שני מדברי ספרים הוא ומדבורים שנשחטשו בגולס ונעשים בני ארץ ישראל שני יומים טבעים אלו בראש השונה בלבד וביוחס קידוש החידש מסעיף הזה נבייר איקר מנג זה ומי זה טעם עשים ראש השונה שני יום וחומקים. So about what Yom Tov Sheni is the Ram speaking about Yom Tov Sheni בזמן הרי Yom Tov Sheni בזמן אחר בזמן הרי. Of course. Now Yom Tov Sheni Chobeis, Af Al Pishu Midivre Seferim, Kol Dovo Shoso Berishin, Oso Besheni. Fine. This is Aloche Chobeis. Aloche Chavdala, this is Shnei Yom Tevim Elu Shal Goyes. So what Yom Tov Sheni is it? Bizman Hazeh. Shtei Gdusha Seim, Vinon Ki Yemechot, Lefi Kol Dovo Shoye Mukze, Biyom Tov Rishin, Eishenei Lat Borishin, אם מכין איסי לשני, הרי זה מותר. כיצד ביצו שנהל דברישן תיוכל בשני. חייב ואיב, שניצי דברישן יוכל בשני. דובר המחוב על הקרקע, שנקע ברישן יוכל בשני. באמת כבר אמורים בשני יום של שטיבים של גוליאס, על שני יום של ראש השונה. The Chinuch says, is right, logically, the conclusion is right, logically. But the Rambam, I'm sorry. Stated in unequivocal terms, you know, that Neil de Bazeh, Muteres Bazeh, is even on the show. In my opinion, the question is absolutely, actually, not valid. There's no doubt that Ram Paskus, that even is Manazeh, Neil de Bazeh, Muteres Bazeh. And that's the way we are Paskus. I've never heard of anybody who should say that Ram Paskus, Neil de Bazeh, is Asura Bezeh, with the exception, of course, of Rosh Hashanah. Basically, you'll take the sugya, for instance, Yom Tov Shabbos Asmuchim Zawazeh. The Machleke Samaroyim, Yom Tov Shabbos Agmorim Beitz. Yom Tov Shabbos Asmuchim Zawazeh is a Machleke Samaroyim, whether Neil Gabazeh Muteres Bezeh or Neil Gabazeh Asura Bezeh. So the Gemara says, what's the machlekes? Whether Yom Tov Shabbos are shtei kedushas, or Yom Tov Shabbos are kedushas. If Yom Tov Shabbos are shtei kedushas, in Neil Gabazeh Muteres Bezeh, and if Yom Tov Shabbos are kedushas, in Neil Gabazeh Asura Bezeh. So the Gemara then said, the Gemara asks, everybody agrees Yom Tov Shabbos shtei kedushas, the Gemara says in Shabbos Mechav Yom Tov, anyway. So the Gemara, if Yom Tov Shabbos take dushes in Neil de Bazeh, should be muteres Bazeh. Yom Tov Shabbos there is a safek, echot chil vechot kedesh. We have spekes. If Yom Tov falls coincide with falls on Sunday. What I say, Neil de Bazeh muteres Bazeh. Why I'll tell you manesh. Is what? Is Shabbos what? It's impossible to say so. So the Gemara, if Yom Tov Shabbos take dushes in Neil de Bazeh, should be muteres Bazeh. Yom Tov Shabbos there is a safek, echot chil vechot kedesh. We have spekes. If Yom Tov falls coincide falls on Sunday. What I say, Neil de Bazeh, muteres Bazeh. Why I'll tell you manesh. Is what? Is Shabbos what? It's impossible to say something. So both are doing. And still the Gemara says that Yom Tov Shabbos, if there are shtei kedushas, Neil de Bazeh should be muteres Bazeh. But there's another reason which is. Neil de Bazeh, muteres Bazeh. So what do you need more? Rabbi Yesi in the Mishnah and Erev things that Rosh Hashanah is also Neil de Bazeh muteres Bazeh. Because he thinks that Rosh Hashanah is take douches. No one has ever said that Rosh Hashanah is Safek Chayil, Safek Kedesh. Certainly there are about it. So what do you see from it? What do you see? What do you conclude from it? What do you infer? That Beitzo Shenil de Bazeh Muteres Bazeh is not built, is not based on Safek. Because had it been, or were it based, had it been resting on Safek, is our problem, but that when he was very young, he became Rabbi Rasein. Rasein was a year, Melech HaChom Besefet. So it happened that there was an old Dayan who was in town. He died Erev Yom Tov. An old Dayan, a great Balei Roye, very outstanding. That scholar was. So the people Erev Yom Tov, if they had buried him Erev Yom Tov, so they wouldn't, there wouldn't have been many people on me at the funeral, and it was not integrated. So they came, asked my father whether they ever write to postpone the Levaya for Yom Tov Sheni Shogoyim. Father said yes. Of course, then the Rabbanim around me rose in protest indignantly. Because father says, Yom Tov Mes be Yom Tov Sheni is not a Deche Yom Tov. Not it's Deche Yom Tov. If Mes be Yom Tov Sheni, Kurus HaMes, would be Deche Yom Tov, override Yom Tov. Yom Tov prevails, the Kedushas Hayim. But Mitzvahs Kvuras Meisim override the Kedushas Hayim of Yom Tov Sheni. Then, if it were Tchiyah, then we have the old rule of Rove, Kol Mokim Shef Shalekayim Shneem, Izei Nese Deche Leises. There is no Tchiyah if you can get out of the dilemma not to violate. Is if the Aloche would be that Mes is Deche, that the Rabbonim of Yom Tov Sheni, then I couldn't postpone a funeral until the second day, because this would be against the aloche of Rove, kol mokim shef shel lekayim shneem, is in esa de chalese. But the Gemara says, Oma Rove, mes beyom tefrishin yisasku beyamimim, beyom tefsheni yisasku beyisroel, vafil beyom tefsheni shoresh ha-shone, maitaymei, yom tefsheni legabemes kichol shabiyu rabbanu. It's not chiyah. It's not chiyah. There is no kedushas hayeim. The hayeim is chiyah. The hayeim is chiyah. V'oraya, the Gemara says, not only the kvuris mutar. You may even cut a hodes. You may cut a hodes in order, I mean, to adorn, to decorate out in the coffin. What's got to do with the mitzvah of kvura? You know, the aloha adar yontef sheni is chiyah. Is chiyah. Yontef Sheni is Chayil. If it is Chayil, why not postpone for the first day and second day? But since the Rabbonim around, the father was very young, rose indignantly, but that time, I mean, there was Reb Chaim was still alive, so. So father wrote, sent him a telegram, Reb Chaim. He didn't answer. So he wrote him a long letter. He didn't answer the letter. No. Reb Chaim is there. So he didn't know. Of course, he didn't ask any questions. All right, the storm came down. So then he met Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim told him, listen, gepasken das du richtig. Na, if du meinst, dass du alt schon neues getracht, machst du das. I know what Reb Chaim had in mind, anyway. Now let me just finish. You just reminded me of this story. Now let me finish just. I want to say a few words about something else. Rabbi Yechonus Bezakai Takone is the Gemara says Zeichel Migdosh. That's the Gemara says. The Mishnah, huh? Oh, yes. The Mishnah says Zeichel Migdosh. In Suki and Rosh Hashanah, in two places. We'll take Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Rosh Hashanah. Yom Rosh Hashanah. Bereshenu Alunat Nitl B'Migdosh Shiva M'Mdina Yemechot Mishachorav Beis HaMigdosh Hiske Rabbi Yechem Mezakai Shiyi Yulef Nitl B'Mdina Shiva Zeicha L'Migdosh. And the Gemara asks, "Uminolum davdinen zeicher lemidosh?" Well, Rabbi Yechem is Zakai. Why is he formulating such a halacha that actually we have got to put up a memorial to this Migdosh? You know, my reminder. It's too late, what?
No. Just the microphone.
Domakro ki ele aruch holoch umakasayich erpoich. It's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Unum ad Hashem ki nitcho koraloch. They call you the abandoned, ki nitcho koroloch, seeing he, dereshein lo. Apparently, the Danish Lam says, the Navi says, that Tzien has been abandoned by everybody. No one, is cognizant of Tzien or conscious of the Chum. Miklal de boyed rishi, apparently, that would be proper to remember Tzien. It's basically, it's questioning, why did the Gemara have to reach out so far, in order to establish the principle that it's necessary to remember Tzien Beis HaMikdosh, hapas kemiskocher Yerushalayim tishkachi mini, tidbak lesheni lechikim leyeskerechi, im laales Yerushalayim areis mchaz. I believe the pasuk in Tehillim expresses the idea in more convincing and conclusive terms than the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. The Novi complains that Tzien is considered as abandoned, completely hopeless. No one actually is concerned with Tzien. Basically, it's not remembered. No one is concerned. Apparently, we should display concern for Tzien. And this is Zeichel HaMikdosh. While the pasuk in Tehillim is a clear-cut statement that the Jews have taken upon themselves by an oath not to forget Tzien, Mishkochen Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini, Tidbak Lesheni Lechikim Leis Korechim Leales Yerushalayim Al Reis Timchosi. Interesting is that the Gemara in Baba Basra derived from the Posuk in Leales Al Yerushalayim Al Reis Timchosi a long series of halachos. Zeicher, when he's the Messiah, is basically, if he paint the house, he should leave Amor and Amor Square above the doorway, unpainted. Achosen, Meniach Hefer. Gozra Teres Hassanim, I mean, jewelry, I mean, and so forth. Kayer, many halachas, the Gemara in Basra, the end of Cheskes Sabbatim. And Shalom. And the Pesach in Meskochech, Yerushalayim, Tishkari, Minit, Rosh Nechikim, Leskaychi. And when the Gemara speaks about Lulech, the Gemara did not utilize this Pesach. The Gemara knew the Pesach. Gemara quotes the Pesach in Baba Basra. Yeah. Here the Gemara found the Pesach, which is, of course, the semantics, which they would confirm the idea, the thought, that fear requires concern on our part, and remembrance, but it's not as explicit as it is. Basically, I want to say, there are two kinds of schiras as far as seeing is concerned. I mean, it's halachically correct. I'm not saying any drush now. One schira is, I have to remember whom, Beis HaMikdash, the disaster, the catastrophe that happened, that we've lost everything. Beis HaMikdash, the land, our freedom, our people, everything. Remembrance of catastrophe, of disaster, of the great national disaster which occurred in Tisha B'Av. This must be remembered. So this remembrance is a source of what? Of what kind of an emotional state? Mourning, of grief, of sadness, of depression. This is. Then there is another mitzvah of Sfira, to remember seeing Al Bibinyono, the glory of the past. Not only the disaster of the past should we remember, but the glory of the past as well. We should, and this remembrance, this concern, should engender not sadness, but pride and joy. Pride and joy. This is exactly where Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai introduced Lulev. Bimdino kol shiva. What is the mitzvah Lulev b'migdosh? How did they formulate the mitzvah Lulev b'migdosh? How? Usmachtem. Basically, the mitzvah Lulev b'migdosh, in the third shiur, which will be mailed out this week, you'll find a couple of pages dealing with this problem. Der Ulkachtem und der Esmachtem differ not only as to the time limit. Ulkachtem is confined to one day, and Esmachtem extends to 7 days. More than that, the quality of the mitzvah, the conceptual substance of the mitzvah of Esmachtem differs from the mitzvah Ulkachtem. Ulkachtem is a mechanical mitzvah, a performance. I have to pick up a lulav. The Gemara said, Mideag be kan nofik be. Once I picked up the lulav, it's a mitzvah which is achieved through exercising my muscles, for example, through physical motion, through the movements of my fingers and my hand. It's a mitzvah whose fulfillment is attained by what? By a physical performance. However, you say? Yeah, more if you utilize the language of the Chavis Alvonis. Yeah, he speaks about Chavis Avrim. Chavis Alvonis, correct, he's right. He's right, Khan is right. Yes, he's correct. Yeah. However, Usmachtem, of course, it's Belulev. But then, is the Kiyum of Ulkachtem, is a Kiyum Bimitzi, Beyat, simply Beyat.
Physical
performance. However, Usmachtem, the masse of mitzvah, the technique, the medium of fulfillment is a physical one, mechanical one. Picking up the lulav, holding it. Of course, I have to exercise my muscles to do it. But a kiyum mitzvah is belief. But I say, you know, I always distinguish between mitzvahs that a kiyum is the masse itself. The masse of mitzvah, a kiyum mitzvah are commensurate. And certain mitzvahs, the Maisa mitzvah and the Kima mitzvah are incommensurate at all. They're incongruous. They abide in different dimensions. For instance, I always give Shema Yisrael. The Maisa mitzvah is reading, recital, speech. The Kima mitzvah is Kabbalah Selma Hoshamay. Tefillah. The Maisa mitzvah is again recital, speech. The Kima mitzvah, it's surrender to the Rebbeinu Shalom.
The same, tshuva, yes, of course, vidui. The same I say even Avelis, I say. Avelis, so how there is, we have a system, a practical system, how Avelis should be observed. The Rambam counts ten kinds of niyug Avelis. I mean, shuva and meloche and chitza shtiye. But this is the maise, a mitzvah, is the physical observance of Avelis. A certain mode of observing. The mode of observing is physical. But the kiyum mitzvah, the ideal, the objective of Avelis is kiyum belev. Shein aninus el belev, the Mishnah says. I'll give you an example. For instance, imagine that a novel will take off his shoes and everything. He wouldn't wash, wouldn't use ointments, wouldn't go to his store, everything. But he'll put on the television or listen to concert. Or call in an orchestra, should play music for him. Do you think that this observance, I mean, has accomplished anything? Certainly not. Because the purpose of the observance is kiyum belev, is an experience, basically. It's an experience of grief, and so forth. And I can give you the same. Why did Gemara say, as ovul enumeg avilusa biyontef? Why? Simcha derabim, v'doche ese deyochid. So I'll ask you, do you have a dini shulchan aruch that a novel, that a yontef you must wear shoes? What if you wear sneakers a yontef? I've never found this that one must walk in shoes, in leather shoes. What, I have shoes of cloth? I cannot put on a shoe. I'm not supposed to put on a shoe of cloth on yonder. And who says that yonder I have to sit on a chair or make a comfortable seat or not have a car? When I have to wash on yonder, I wouldn't wash on yonder. So where did Chazal find the conflict, the discrepancy between Simchas Yontef and Avelis? As far as the media, the external media of Avelis and the external, a novel is permitted to eat boso and to drink as much wine as he wants. On the contrary, the Mechazal, they used to have a sore cases, used to drink 10 cups of wine open with broches, Gemara Chazal, so many cases we saw them. So there is no prohibition, there's no injunction against drinking wine. So where did Chazal find the discrepancy or the incommensurability or the conflict between what and what? It's not as far as the media of practicing Avelis is concerned. The Maise HaMitzvah. The Akiyum is there. There is Akiyum of Simche, the experience, and there is Akiyum of grief of Avelis. The Akiyum is mutually exclusive, you understand very well. It's basically the Mitzvah Slulev in Mikdosh belongs into that dimension. That the Maisa Mitzvah and the Kiyuma Mitzvah are two separate things which cannot be merged. The Maisa Mitzvah, what is the Maisa Mitzvah?
The Kircha,
the same, the Kircha, the Kircha. The Kiyuma Mitzvah, the Akiyum is there. There is Akiyum of Simche, the experience, and there is Akiyum of grief of Avelis. The Akiyum is mutually exclusive, you understand very well. It's basically the Mitzvah Slulev in Mikdosh belongs into that dimension. That the Maisa Mitzvah and the Akiyum Mitzvah are two separate things which cannot be merged. The Maisa Mitzvah, what is the Maisa Mitzvah?
The Kircha,
the same, the Kircha, the Kircha. The Kircha Mitzvah, who smacht the Mashiach Kircha, the Tere didn't say, if the Tere had identified the Mitzvah, the Mikdosh, with that of the Gvum, so the Tere would have said, Ulkachtem Lochem Bayem Orishem, Ulkachtem Shivas Yomim Lifnei Adeshem Rekechem. The Torah has changed on me in the formula. When the Torah decreed the mitzvahs Nitila Yerubim Arishon, so the Torah employed the term of Ulkachtem. Once the Torah, began to speak about Mikdosh, is a different term was employed. What term? Usmachtem. Because here the Maisa Mitzvah and the Akiyum Mitzvah lie in two separate dimensions. da kiyum a mitzvah, the maisa mitzvah is lekicha netila, the same. Da kiyum esrei bimi, esrei bismeilu, le bimi, you know that. Yeah. So the medium is completely external, concrete, mechanical. Da kiyum a mitzvah is usmachtem lifnei adishem. The experience of joy while standing before the Rebbeinu Shlom. Not just joy. Joy is not enough. Joy while one is conscious of the presence of the Almighty. It's a funny combination. Joy in experiencing the presence of the Almighty. Nu, if Rabbi Yechem Mezakai said Zecher LeMikdash, what did he want Zecher LeMikdash in order to arouse in us a feeling of sadness and grief? He would not be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Rabbi Yechem Mezakai wanted that the joy that the Jew used to experience in Beis HaMikdash, the inspiration by which he used to be overcome, overpowered in Beis HaMikdash. Chazal said that the inspiration was overwhelming, that Yene HaNovi actually walked into the Beis HaMikdash and became inspired and walked out, I mean, the Israeli is nothing. It's the great experience of Amidah Lifnei Yad Hashem should be continued even after the disaster which has taken away everything from us had occurred and perpetuated throughout the generations, regardless of place and regardless of time. No distance can a Jew take away from Lifnei Yad Hashem. As long as the Beis HaMikdash was Kayom, so the Jew used to meet the Rebbeinu Shlom in Beis HaMikdash. But if there is no Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so Chachomim were faced by two alternatives. One alternative to declare there is no Lifnei Hashem for a Jew anymore, because there is no Beis HaMikdash. And if this is the case, means to undermine the very existence of the Jewish people. How can the Jewish people continue to exist and perpetuate, I mean, their spiritual identity if they lack the basic experience of Lifnei Yad Hashem, which is the central experience in Yahadus? So Chachomim, first alternative, couldn't accept. That's why they rejected. So they accepted the second alternative. Just the reverse of the first alternative. What is the second alternative? Second alternative, if there is no Beis HaMikdash, let us sanctify the whole world, wherever, every place, not even on the moon, on the planet, every place, wherever a Jew will abide, wherever a Jew will live, wherever a Jew will stand, he'll find the Rebbeinu Shlom there. The Mikdash has been expanded, ad infinitum. So this is a second schira. This is not the schira of whom the chosen, takes ashes, or you leave an empty, a square armor, not unpainted. This is the great schira, this is the greatest schira of Yerushalayim b'mei binyonim, of the Mikdash al-Mechene, when every Jew had access to the Rebbeinu Shlom. And how do you realize that schira? How do you realize that schira? Not just by remembering, by simply experiencing the Rebbeinu Shalom everywhere, in every place, all over the world. It becomes, the Beis HaMikdash expands universally to the entire globe, to the entire world. Wherever a Jew finds himself, wherever a Jew, is exiled, at the end of the globe, there is a Beis HaMikdash and there is Lifnei Hashem. This was Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai. It's a new sphere. It's perpetuation of this Amigdash, Lidere Deres, an expansion of the Amigdash. I call it, basically, it is Gdusha imperialism. Really, we are accused now of being imperialists. It is Gdusha imperialism. Once upon a time, we were satisfied with Lifnei Yad Hashem and a certain mount. Rabbis, how large was the area of that mound? Small area. Take a look now, small area. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, consumed by the flames, is then we became imperialists. Gdusha began to expand. Gdusha has the quality of his pashtus. Poshto Gdusha Bekula. The Gdusha began to expand and conquer the entire world. And this is the second kind of sphere which Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai has introduced. And the Gemara says, "Uminol be'avdinen zeichalish in the Migdosh." The Gemara couldn't say, "Mishkocha Yerushalayim tishkach yemini tivak l'shein lechiki im leyes kereichi." There is a schira remembrance of disaster, of chorben, of losing the most beautiful and the most precious. The Gemara says, "Keele aruchaloch makasayich apoyich nu adishem ki nitcho koroloch tzieni dereshelo." This is not schira; it is drisha. Drisha is different from Schirr. Drisha means, what does Drisha mean basically? Seeking, searching. Adresha chicho esei. Vroim leikore vachicho elecho. Amitzi en avede. Vaasafte alter besecho. Vroimoch adresha chicho esei. If the Rebbeinu Shalom is not available in Yerushalayim, Harabai is, you have to search for it. Bizman HaMikdosh, a Jew didn't have to search for that. He came into the Azor, it was a different environment, he became inspired, he found Rebbeinu Shlom immediately. Whether he was sensitive or was insensitive, whether he understood the beauty of the Beis HaMikdosh and the glory and the sanctity, whether he did not understand, even the farmer and the shepherd from the Galilee, from the far Negev, I mean, could see beauty in Beis HaMikdosh, could see something exalted, something spiritual, something great. However, to find the Rebbeinu Shlom in Goles, in exile, then it was simple. I always say, when you say Sholish Pamin, you come in, you walk in, you are in an environment of Gabdili Yisrael, of Kenim, Levim, I mean, there are nisim beis hamikdash, miracles occurred. So I mean, the experiencing the presence of God is relatively simple matter. There was no need, I mean, for a great person or for a sensitive mind and a very perceptive heart, I mean, to feel the presence of the Rebbeinu Shlom. However, Picoles is just to walk in is very hard. Dirsha Hashem be motze. But when one of the most Danish, I saw Yom Shemeresh Hashanah in Makipurim, there is Sheila. You've got to look for the Rebbeinu Shlom and search for him the way a person searches for an Avede. We lost him, we have to recover him. There is Sheila. There is no one who is ready to search and to seek and to make an effort to find the Rebbeinu Shlom. Because now the Beis HaMikdash is everywhere. And that's what Rabbi Yechon Bezaka introduced. With his takone. It's not just a mitzvah lekiras lulav of shaking the lulav, it's more than that. I mean, it is implied in the mitzvah. It is simply expanding dusha and finding the Rebbeinu Shlom in every environment, in every society, in every generation, all the times, and everywhere, but even on the mode.